Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. According to RBB, the Red-Green-Red Coalition has agreed on a successor to the 9-euro ticket in the capital, but it has not yet been green-lighted by the Senate. The approval of the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, or the VALBB, is also still missing. Per the coalition's plans, a ticket for 29 euros per month will be offered in the AB fare zone starting in October and running to December. Considerations for a larger solution together with Brandenburg seem to be off the table, which means that fare zone C, which partly is in Brandenburg, will be left out. Both the state government in Potsdam and the Brandenburg counties had recently spoken out against the discounted ticket. And from the Brandenburg side, the main concerns are financial. Per information from RBB, the 29-euro ticket in Berlin will cost the state around 105 million euros for the 3 months until the end of the year. The ticket is to be part of a larger relief package of the Red-Green-Red coalition in order to cushion the general price increases. Whether the 29-euro ticket will be offered beyond the turn of the year or whether there will be other ticket variants is currently being discussed. The ideas of the federal and state governments differ here. The federal government wants to provide 1.5 billion euros for a nationwide local transport ticket, but is demanding that the federal states contribute at least the same amount. The health ministers of the federal states want to hold on to the current masking obligation in local public transport throughout the autumn. This was announced after a meeting on Monday. The states agreed on a uniform implementation starting October 1st. This was necessary because last week, the Bundestag passed new regulations in the Infection Protection Act and did not provide a nationwide regulation for local transport. The federal government, however, decided that masks will continue to be mandatory in clinics and doctors' surgeries and on long-distance trains. Additionally, the health ministers discussed on Monday about the settlement of corona tests. They demand that the federal government revises the test regulation and clarifies who exactly is responsible for the billing. Conflicts between taxi drivers at BER occur time and time again. On the one hand, there are drivers who have a special permit to pick up passengers at the airport. But on the other hand, there are those who lack the authorization and who therefore park their vehicles in the short-term parking lot in order to then approach passengers inside or in front of the terminal and direct them to their cabs. A cab driver described the situation as particularly extreme in the evenings and stated, quote, "I see nothing of law and order here, and now in the crisis, people are becoming even more aggressive," unquote. The problem is not entirely new. Just under a year ago, a video showed cab drivers fighting in the parking lot in front of Terminal 1. According to the driver previously quoted, the situation has become even more difficult since then. In the meantime, there are sometimes up to 60 illegal cabs on site, compared to around 20 a year ago. The Cab Association in Berlin is also aware of the problem and is getting complaints from passengers, who report that they are approached in an aggressive manner by the drivers. Hayrettin Simsek, the association's second chairperson, is worried of the bad impression that passengers can get at the airport. These folks are sometimes already annoyed because their flight is delayed or because their suitcase has not arrived, after which they are still approached by drivers without authorization, and in the end, perhaps get cheated on the fare because a meter wasn't switched on. Simsek is asking that more decisive action be taken against the situation, including more patrols by the police, sanctions for illegal drivers who are caught, and stronger monitoring of short-term parking. The association is also advocating for a cab dispatch center as an official service point at the airport, where passengers can be helped. And it also should ensure that there are enough cabs at the airport from Berlin and the Damis-Frevald district. Currently, 500 Berlin cabs have a pickup authorization for BER, plus 270 vehicles from Damis Prevald. Even though now more cabs have a license than at the opening of the airport, the regulation is still a source of criticism. Particularly at off-peak times, cabs are sometimes missing. And there's also the environmental aspect. Berlin cab drivers who take passengers to the airport but who are not allowed to pick them up must then drive back to the city empty. Berlin's coalition party SPD has called on Labour Senator Katja Kipping of Die Linke to quickly set dates for open Sundays, including two during Advent. Economic policy spokesman in the House of Representatives, Jörg Strotter, stated, quote, "I have no understanding for the fact that Ms. Kipping has not yet done so," unquote. At the same time, he called on the Verdi Union not to sue against the stipulations, as the local economy will need the Advent Sundays economically. Strotter referred to the long-standing practice of Sunday shopping in Berlin, under which the Senate is allowed to set 8 open Sundays per year. According to Berlin's trade association head, Nils Busch Petersen, Verdi has already announced its intention to go to court against any open Sundays. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.